And welcome back to Out of the Woods. We're going to keep on with our brand new music right now. Freebo has a new CD out called If Not Now, When? And we're going to keep on that sort of songs of memory and things like that right now with a track called When There's No Place Like Home on Out of the Woods.
I used to be your neighbor. I had my job and I had my pride. But they shipped them both to China, and it ripped a hole inside. They took my house last summer. Now I'm hungry, cold, and scared. And I'm wondering, does anybody care? When there's no place like home, and you're out on your own, you feel abandoned and alone. When there's no place like home, I used to be a hero, the strong, the proud, the few. When duty called, I stood up tall for the red, white, and blue. But no hero's welcome waited when my damaged soul returned. Uncle Sam, don't give a damn, that's what I learned. There's no place like home when you're out on your own. You feel abandoned and alone when there's no place like home. Please don't look right past me. A simple smile could help me make it through. I could be you. If home is where the heart is, then where's the heart supposed to go? When your living room's a cardboard box and your address is Skid Row. If a man's home is his castle and the place where he is king, what happens when he loses everything? There's no place like home when you're out on your own. You feel abandoned and alone when there's no place like home. When there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
On a Saturday, Dad would drive me downtown in his Chevrolet. Park outside the red and white spinning marble candy stripe. We'd wait our turn on padded studded leather pews, and there beneath old copies of the Sporting News, glossy pages laid it out, the secret of what life's about unfolding right in front of me. Bobby Benton, Shannon Tweed, candy loving, oh so sweet, Dorothy Stratton, fresh and clean, big eyes staring back at me. So pretty that my heart would almost stop. Peeking at the playboys at Pirelli's barbershop. The men would talk, Jimmy Carter, he's the worst. I would say, that's okay, Dad, you go first. Behind the box scores, I would trace figures of amazing grace, exploding up my fingers to my soul. Barbie Benton, Shannon Tweed, candy loving, oh so sweet. Dorothy Stratton, fresh and clean, doe eyes staring back at me. So pretty that my heart would almost stop. Peeking at the playboys at Pirelli's barbershop. Pirelli caught me looking. Dad said, what the hell? He's gonna see it someday. Just don't tell. Times have changed, now the world is more complex. Pirelli lost his shop to all his gambling debts. But I don't think it hurt me none, those peaks that I snuck every month, beholding all the beauty in this world. Like Barbie Benton, Shannon Tweed, candy loving, oh so sweet. Dorothy Stratton, fresh and clean, big eyes staring back at me. Sandy Cagle in the nude, Candy Collins by the pool. Dorothy Stratton, rest in peace, her doe eyes staring back at me. So pretty that my heart would almost stop. Peeking at the playboys at Pirelli's barbershop. I still remember every curve by her heart. The pretty naked ladies in the playboys at Pirelli's barbershop. Thank you.
when you look in the looking glass, whose eyes are you looking at? Could it be you can see through the eyes of somebody else? What did they see all those years ago? What did they see, and how could they know that all that they saw might be seen by somebody else? Who are you from? Whose race was already run before you? And what are the names running through your veins, running now for you? When you look at your own two hands, can you look at them and understand that there's more than bruised knuckles and wrinkles to the work that you do? Why did they leave? What did they hear? Why did they stay? What did they fear? And what do you find in the lines leading right here to you? Who are you from? Whose race was already run before? What are the names running through your veins, running now? A golden wedding band, a letter written by hand. Listen while you can. Are you looking at? Could it be you can see through the life of somebody else? Oh, who are you from? Whose race was already run before?
Avery Hill for you here on Out of the Woods. from her new CD, Dreams and Ghosts, a family album, and a track called Who Are You From? Every song on the CD has something to do with her family history. Really cool stuff. I've actually been digging into the old genealogy thing myself more recently, since both my folks are getting way up there in age. It's time to start collecting that stuff for my own son's future and all that sort of thing. So definitely recommend doing that if you have never embarked on that genealogical journey. Definitely rewarding. Chris Rosser, just before that, brand new CD as well, called A Thousand Hands. And took a short instrumental from that one called Hummingbird Waltz. Former guest of ours, actually two-time guest from back in the day, Terry Kitchen, from his brand new CD, The Post-American Century, and one called Pirelli's Barbershop. Funny stuff there. What's even funnier is Terry Kitchen in a barbershop. I don't know. Terry hasn't needed a barbershop in a long, long time, since I've known him anyway. So, yeah. Started off the set there, though. Freebo from the new one, If Not Now, When? And When There's No Place Like Home. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calker. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch once again, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is one way. And if you go to the Facebook page, you can send us a note through there too. Just search for the name of the show out there on Facebook. All right, we're going to shift gears and get into some blues here for you now. Guy Davis has a brand new CD out called Kokomo Kid, and this one hits close to home for me. Sonny Terry, yeah, this is all about him. It's called Like Sonny Did on Out of the Woods.
Shake it like Sonny did. I could get me a rocket and fly up into space. Have all them aliens looking right down in my face. When they find that rocket and they pop the lid, I'm gonna jump out and shake it like Sonny did. Hot rod booze. Police came up, grabbed my hand, said, "Boy, you got your ball and chain." The judge looked at me, said, "Boy, you doing time." He banged down his gavel. Shake it like Sonny did. Start to dance. shot a second bullet. Almost split my pants. His wife jumped up, pulled out a gun, said, "Drop it, Judge, I'll give you one."
Stepped up to the bar next to a woman who looked so fine. I asked her her name. She's proceeded to ask me mine. Oh, now I was feeling lucky, so I ordered a tonic and gin. Oh, she pulled out her iPhone and she started to type something in. Oh, you know, she Googled me. Lucky at last, but she pulled up my shady past when she Googled me. She pulled up a website now, the homepage of the Texas DMV. She found out I had three DUIs and a reckless in 2003. Now I saw a finger sliding up to a hot spot I couldn't see. She told me that my license was suspended indefinitely when she Googled me. Oh, you know she Googled me. I thought I was lucky at last, but she pulled up my shady past when she Googled me. Next, she pulled up another site, this time the homepage of the CDC. She opened a case file that had an ugly picture of me. She took a step sideways, and I said, baby, what can the matter be? She found out I had herpes, A, B, C, and D. She Googled me. Oh, yeah, she Googled me. I thought I got lucky at last, but she brought up my shitty past when she Googled me. All right, Martin, play for the people. Secrets are out now on that little LCD screen. I said, honey, it don't look good, but it's not as bad as it seems. I'm looking for someone to hold me for what's left of the rest of my life. She pulled up the Harris County Courthouse and she found out I had a wife. Oh, she Googled me. I got lucky at last, but then she brought up my shady past as she Googled me. Friends, I got shot down, and I know the reason why. Today it's hard to tell the truth, and it's impossible to tell a lie. My advice to all you losers with questionable former lives, don't pick up somebody in a bar that offers free Wi-Fi. They'll Google you. Lucky at last, but they'll bring up your shady past when she Googles you.
She'll Google you.
Yeah, she'll Google you.
She'll Google you.
Yeah, she'll Google you.
She'll Google you.
Ah, oh, she'll Google you.
She'll Google you.
Yeah, she'll Google you.
She'll oh, yeah. Watch out for all that Googling. Google Blues there from the Rag Picker String Band here in Out of the Woods. Yeah, Google makes a good blues word, or just like sort of like Hoochie Coochie and Jelly Roll, all that sort of stuff. Definitely works in the genre. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Just before that, we have Old Jibo from Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry Sing, going all the way back to 1958 on that one. And one from Guy Davis and his brand new CD, Kokomo Kid, and one about Sonny Terry and his style there called Like Sonny Did. Well, we're going to keep things going with the new stuff right now and play sort of a funny set since we already embarked upon that with that last track. David Roth has a brand new CD called So Far, So Good. And this one's called Does Joni Mitchell Ever Mow the Lawn?
Well, I am a musician of incredible success. I don't have a day job that's successful, I would guess. I ply my trade most night times when most other folks are free. I tour and I travel for a fee. When I pull into my driveway after many miles and treks, I hug and kiss my lovely wife, and then we have some dinner, and then it's time to make up for the time that I was gone. I've got a honey-do list that is very, very long. Laundry has been piling up while I've been gallivanting. Those lilies by the Buddha are in need of some transplanting. My wife has been here working while I've been out there wandering. Still some questions linger on that I have been a-pondering. Does Randy Newman wash a dish? Does Dylan take out trash? Was Fluffy's little litter box kept clean by Johnny Cash? Did Lennon lift a finger round the house from dusk till dawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Now I would not compare myself to those iconic folks. Still I write my share of serious songs and tasteful jokes. Yet as I take the rotting food out to the compost heap, these thoughts into my subconscious do creep. Does Cat Stevens ever wash his car to Chapin trim a tree? Do Crosby, Stills, and Nash divide the household chores by three? Does Clapton ever clean up clutter? Did Joplin clean a John? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Those kits for making furniture, did Springsteen ever build one? Or water buckets for the plants, did Elvis ever fill one? Not to mention schlepping, shopping, sorting out the bills. Does Gordon Lightfoot go and get his own prescription pills?
I doubt it.
So now you know my story. I do all that stuff and more, but I'll gladly pull my weight at home and sweetly sweep the floor. Yet every now and then as I unpack, I often find a curious thought meandering through an overactive mind. Does Paul McCartney walk the dog? Paul Simon drive to town? Were Pooch's little poopies ever scooped by Jackson Brown? Does JT lift the boxes in the basement with his brawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Does John Prine ever wash and peel a prawn? Does Carol King cut out a food coupon? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn?
Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be.
This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. His father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed.
This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife.
To complicate the matter, even though it brought him joy, he soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy.
My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad.
For if he was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
Thank you.
My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son.
His wife is now his mother's mother, and it makes him blue, because although she is his wife, she's his grandmother too.
Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of his grandmother, he is his own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
My own grandpa. He's his own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
His own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know,
but it really is so.
Oh,
I'm my own grandpa.
I've taken on much tougher than you. I've given birth to sons and daughters. I part the water and I walk through.
She's sitting at a red light, waiting for the green light. When the Porsche Carrera comes on speed and through, she puts on her siren, heading out to chase him. Gonna hand him a citation without do-ya-do. She says, I clocked you going 80. He says, little lady, girl, you must be crazy. Honey, are you sure? Honey, are you sure? She says,
don't mess with me, I'm somebody's mother. I've taken on much tougher than you. I've given birth to sons and daughters. I part the waters and I walk through.
She's running up the court steps with her purse and a briefcase. Grabs a robe and gavel, says here comes the judge. She'll hear the prosecution, defend the Constitution. Gonna hand down her decision. No, she will not budge. Case closed, she says,
don't mess with me, I'm somebody's mother. I've taken on much tougher than you. I've given birth to sons and daughters. I part the waters, I walk through.
Don't mess with mama, don't be a fool. The hand that rocks the cradle, that's hand that makes the rules, baby.
Don't mess with mama, you know what I mean.
Like when Mary said to Joseph, you better get that stable clean, oh boy. Uh-oh. Baby, don't you bug her. Remember your old mother. If you're gonna go up against her, just remember she's a sure and steady boulder.
Don't mess with me, I'm somebody's mother. I've taken on much tougher than you. I've given birth to sons and daughters. I part the waters, I walk through. I'm gonna walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna part the waters, I'm gonna walk on through. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna part the waters, just like Mrs. Moses. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna part the waters, I'm gonna walk on through.
All right. right. Funny stuff there for you. Brand new, new recording of an older song, actually, from Sally Fingerette there for you. And one called Don't Mess With Me, I'm Somebody's Mother, from her new double CD compilation. A lot of neat old stuff on there. It's called The Mental Yentl. Before that, though, Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks here, along with Riders in the Sky, helping them out on that. That's from Kathy and Marcy's new one, Dancing in the Kitchen, and the old classic, I'm My Own Grandpa. And started off that set there, David Roth's, Roth from his new one, So Far, So Good, and Does Joni Mitchell Ever Mow the Lawn? Funny stuff. All right, well, we're up to that mid-show point where we're going to do the calendar for our local folks here in New Hampshire. You'll get something else in your local area, unless you're in mine, of course. And we'll be right back after this.